And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Last hour is upon us for the week. Myself, Andy, Pate, and Charlie, Nick Lyons joining us in one moment. The answer, though, to the question of the day is 14% of people admit to hitting this while driving. The answer is a toll booth.
What? 14% of people have hit a toll booth?
I guess so.
No.
That's what it says.
Come on.
That's what it
says.
There
wouldn't be any left.
Well, that's what it says.
All
I'm
right.
I'm just giving you the answer. Nick Lyons, welcome. Author of Fire in the Straw, Notes on Inventing a Life. We got a lot going on in the world today, Nick. If there's any time we need some positivity, it's now.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on. I'm at an age in my life, at 88, when I'm very positive about things. I think it's going to be okay. The world will be okay.
Yep, and you know what, Nick? I agree with you. Yes, I agree. Yes, it will be.
Sounded like a lot of nice chatter on your program. I don't want to interrupt it.
No, no, you're fine. You're fine. No, we enjoy having you. All right, so you're a person that has had to reinvent themselves numerous times through life. You know, give us some insight into that and what you had to do, how you overcame certain things, and so on. We need that right now.
I'll give you the story. I was something of an athlete when I was a kid, crazy about basketball, and I ended up playing for the University of Pennsylvania and then in the Army. And then I realized I hadn't done anything for my head at all. I had a degree from the Wharton School in insurance and felt that I was absolutely starving for something else. When I went into the Army, I began to read very passionately. I read reading Hemingway's Big Two-Hearted River about a fishing trip he takes, his character takes, by himself and pull himself together. And I suddenly felt, my goodness, there is a connection. There is something here that I know something about, which is fishing, which I was always crazy about. There's some fishing down in Colorado, I hear.
We have decent, we have very good fishing here, actually. Yes, we do.
I know you do. I've fished there, actually. I had not been a reader. I'd been a very bad student. I had gotten very many C's and a few D's and a couple of B's now and then.
Yeah.
And I decided that I really wanted to change my life, which is not that easy a thing.
No.
Go from one place to another.
Well said.
So I went back to school as a freshman after the Army. I was 24, and I started as a freshman at a little college in upstate New York and really was scared out of my wits. I felt that everybody in the small school, very intellectual, and they were all talking about things I didn't know anything about.
Hmm.
But I worked at it very, very steadily. For that whole year, I was lucky enough to meet a wonderful woman who became a painter, who became my wife, and we were married for 58 great years before she passed away.
Congratulations.
And had four children. And I went on for a PhD in literature. And if anyone thinks it's easy to go from being an insurance major at a business college
to reading
Milton and Shakespeare and Yeats and a batch of other folks, they're mistaken. It was enormously hard, but it was a life. And I had never liked classes very much.
Right.
But something happened in, I guess, the second year when I was getting my master's degree, where they offered me a class to teach. And terrified, I walked into the class and found that I loved standing up in front of people and telling them, sharing this great love that I'd suddenly developed for literature. So I became a teacher. I liked it very, very much. Came to New York from the University of Michigan, where I was taking my degrees. When I got to New York, I realized there was another problem, and that is money.
Right.
How do you live with four children
right.
and a salary of $100 a week, which is what I started at in the 1961, I guess it was. I taught for a couple of years and Thankfully, I ended up teaching for 26 years, but at least half that time, I had to take another job, so I had myself shifted into the night session and began to work in the publishing world as well, which I didn't know anything about. I learned publishing, became a very good teacher, I think. And then suddenly the publishing world was encouraging me at a greater rate. Someone even encouraged me to start a little business. It was a subsidiary for a famous British publishing house called Ernest Benn Limited. So I did that. These were extraordinarily hard years. But the interesting thing is that it was a life, and I never thought of it as anything that was, I was sacrificing anything or in any sense missing out on something. I was just engaging with these new things that I had learned, teaching,
sure,
which I loved, publishing, which suddenly became more and more interesting to me. And I found out that what had been hidden all the while inside of me, a desire to be a writer, that came out also. And I began to do all sorts of writing, ghostwriting, essays. I did the last page in Fly Fisherman magazine for many, many years.
Really?
26, 27 years.
Very cool.
And it became, you know, something that friends of mine said, you've got to slow down, you've got to do less. Isn't this too hard? And happily, I never thought of it as hard. I loved my wife. She was painting well. I loved my kids. They all did well in school and came along nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And are still great pals of mine now. One of them died of melanoma just 2 years
sorry
ago.
Sorry to hear that.
I've had some bad moments.
Hey, Nick.
That. Yeah.
Can I ask you something about your marriage?
And yeah.
What was it like having two people who both excelled in the creative scene? I mean, you know, painting and writing.
Good question.
Because both of you probably understood what it was like to go through mental blocks and also probably understood what it was like to have breakthroughs and to express yourself. What was it like sharing that along the way?
That's a great question, and I've thought about it a lot. Mary was very different from me. She was shy. Her father had been a cattle rancher, and she had been a painter, a serious painter, from her early teens. Had gone to studied with Max Beckmann, the great German expressionist. She always painted. She painted in bedrooms when we couldn't afford a studio or another room, and then she had studios when I began to make a little more money later on. But I loved it. I mean, I learned from her all the time. I was coming from absolute dumbness, and she knew the art world very well and was a total artist, which I'd never seen before.
Wow.
She worked and thought about it all the time.
Nick, you prove something I talk about on my show all the time, which is, you know, you don't have to be the smartest guy in the room. You just have to outwork the next guy around you, and you prove that.
John, I believe it. I think for 10 years of my life, holding three full-time jobs, teaching, editing at Crown Publishers, where I became the executive editor, and also writing. I did ghostwriting. I wrote some for about 4 years when we had great financial pressures on us. But the nice thing about it was that it was a life, and I hadn't had a life before that.
Right.
And I didn't feel that I was being cheated of my time. I wrote the column for Fly Fisherman. I wrote for National Geographic, New York Times, some very big places. And something like 20 books, which I wrote.
Very cool.
Some of them collections, and some of them I wrote about the Sony Corporation. But I loved it. I loved having found this thing that I do. Mary, as I say, was very different.
Mm-hmm.
She did much less of of anything other than painting. But I have the energy for it. I have the intensity
Good for you.
For it.
And you're 88 and today.
I never felt...
Amazing.
I never wanted her to feel guilty that she wasn't bringing in money at a certain
sure.
time of
sure.
her life.
Sure, good for you. Nick, where do folks get the book, Fire in the Straw, Notes on Inventing a Life?
Yes. There's an old quotation I came upon that goes something like, the tiger cannot hide its claws.
Mm-hmm.
Fire cannot be hid in the straw, but at last it will fire forth, I think, something of
Makes
that
sense.
Sort. And I think that what I felt was that there may have been a little fire in me as a young man, but it was for basketball, but it was for fishing and for things that I like to do, physical things. And the fire really came a little later, and it took a lot to fan it forth and enter this new life, which changed me completely.
That's awesome.
That's
great.
Really,
that's perfect. No, and Nick, I know you can get the book on Amazon. It's Fire in the Straw, Notes on Inventing a Life. I got to run to break, Nick. I've been a joy great. Having you, and you know, best of luck in 2021, and I really appreciate it. It's inspiring, and I appreciate it very much, sir.
Thanks a million, John.
You're very welcome, Nick. Thank you very much again. Nick Lyons, Fire in the Straw. Got great reviews, by the way, on the book. And you know what? 88 years of age and do all the things that he's done. I hope I'm going at 88. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep,
I agree. I'll be happy if I am. So, all right. American National Insurance is up next, folks. Paul Leuenberger, he is my insurance agent, and he would love to help you with all of your insurance needs. It's easy. Just call him today and get a free quote. That's what he does. He'll just review what you've got going on. 303-662-0789.
No,
We're
I'm
up.
Not. I'm not ready.
You're
I'm
not
too,
ready?
I am too nervous. Okay, I'm ready.
Are you ever nervous when you come on air anymore?
You know, I always get a little bit just because I want to do well.
Hmm. Charlie, are you ever nervous on the other side in there?
Charlie says he's nervous for other people.
That's good, Charlie.
Charlie, let's put it this way. Are you nervous when I come in?
I love it. Oh, that's funny.
Yes.
That's hilarious. Oh.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about what our last guest was talking about, recreating yourself, what you're going to do with yourself. Because, look, I don't entirely agree with you guys on 2021. I mean, you kind of have a...
You can be negative, Nancy. That's fine.
Well, you kind of have a view that 2021 is going to be all fine and rainbows.
It's going to be fine. We'll figure it out.
Pixie dust. We'll figure it out and everything will be fine.
That's what successful people do. You figure it out and move on.
No, it's...
Yes, Andy, it is what you do.
No, it is.
Yes, it is
no,
what you
it
do.
It isn't. Because
yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it's been proven all through history.
No,
yes, it is.
Isn't. There are times when successful people have things crash down around them because the world crashes down around them. And, you know, I'm sorry, but that can
And successful people figure out
happen.
How to work through all of that, pick up the pieces, and move on.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
what
not
successful
saying,
people
I'm
do.
I'm not saying that you end your life and commit suicide.
Of course
that
not.
You don't remake yourself. But I'm saying aspects of your life can crash beyond your control.
Of course they can.
Right, that's all
Living
I'm saying.
Proof of that, yes.
Right.
And by the way, that can happen even in good times, even under a Donald Trump time.
Sure, it can. What's coming is this, and I believe that the economy is going to boom with all the pent-up demand.
Mm-hmm. Well, that and the money they're going to pour in?
The money they're going to pour in.
Both, yes.
It's not good for the future. It's going to devalue the future dollar. But right now, we're going to have money galore.
Correct.
I think that our liberties and things like that, look, I think we're going to see the left do a lot of terrible things. I think it's going to be a really rough time for the Republican Party. I wanted to talk today about what the Republican Party has to do going forward. We won't have time. Let's do that another time. What about us as people, okay? Because right now you have conservatives, Christians. I think the church is going to come under tremendous persecution, and it already is. You know.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do going forward? My faith isn't shaken or affected by what happens to me from the outside. It doesn't Mm-mm. make any difference. I have eternity.
Better not be.
Yeah, I have eternity ahead of me.
By the way, if it does,
no.
You're not very strong in that faith.
No. That's
in fact, if anything, it should grow in that time, not the other.
Yeah, it's never been. Yeah, the fire reveals the gold.
Right.
Yeah, that's never been a consideration for me.
But it will be for others. So you made a great point.
Sure. I think it's going to be really tough on a lot of people because they're going to find, folks, let me make it very clear to you. Your Christian faith is going to become very, very unpopular. You thought it was
before. By the way, it already is.
You thought it was before, and it is.
Yeah.
It's going to become really unpopular. Mm-hmm. I mean, big tech is already making it clear that anyone who in any way, shape, or form aligns themselves with Trump is going to get banned, mm-hmm. censored, and basically destroyed in not only with their speech, but they're going to go after your business. They're going to keep people from advertising. They're going to affect a lot of things in a lot of ways. A lot of bad things are coming. So here's my question. You know, without a Pollyannish kind of, well, hey, just remake yourself with a new business, whatever. What do people do in their personal lives to come through this? Because I really think we need to start looking at what we can control in our lives and finding some joy in that.
You know what? That's a great question. And maybe what we should do to give you and I some time to kind of prep for that is we'll have some time on Tuesday when it's just you and I in that 3 o'clock hour. Why don't we tackle that?
Okay. You're right, because that is kind of a big issue.
Yeah, and we can get people to, you know, we'll get people to call in, join in, no offense, Friday at 5:30 when everybody's getting ready to go home and they're tired and it's been a long week. Let's do that on Tuesday.
Okay.
We'll get some people to chime in. It's a great question, by the way.
Yeah, because
we'll put it in the calendar.
A lot of people are worried.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no, there is a lot of people worried.
Life has to go on.
And by the way, I'm not trying to make light of that and say don't be worried, but what I'm saying is everything is overcomable. I mean, I know Andy makes fun of me on Schindler's List, of course, and that's one of the worst times probably for that particular part of the world and the
yes.
Jews especially. But even some of those folks came through that and figured a way out. And, you know, even they, you know, some that are still alive today looking back on that will tell you that.
You're going to have people writing books about how they came through the Great Purge of 2021. I'm serious. Because the Great Purge, which is going out and just purging conservatives everywhere, nationwide, right? Big tech is purging everywhere. You're going to have people talk about how they came out of this and how they became stronger.
I agree. I just put it in our notes for Tuesday. One thing I do want to come back. I know Liz Mayer is going to join us. If she doesn't, either way, we'll cover this before the end of the day. And
sure.
It's a question for you to think about before we, you know, get to it. Is, you know, is censorship a right of private property owners?
Well, sure. I mean, to a degree.
Well, so
I would have it be absolute, but I'm talking, is it?
Well, we'll talk about that here. If Liz doesn't join us, we'll talk about it when we come back. Otherwise,
okay.
We'll talk about it right after her. So let's do this. Purify Chevrolet's coming up next. If you're looking to buy a new or used car or truck as we go through the weekend and head into 2021, be sure to call Purify and find out what they've got. And don't forget the 2013 Infiniti G37X. That's an all-wheel drive sedan. 60,000-mile car for $14,500. That's for Rush to Reason listeners. You got to mention that. Now, I also know they've got other great vehicles because we talked to Bob the other day. They've got a lot of great vehicles in that 10 to 15K range, which, by the way, it's hard to find at times. So if you're looking for a pretty inexpensive used car, give them a call today, 303-659-8311 or purefoychevrolet.com.
Going into the showroom at Purifoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purifoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purifoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith would love to help you out with your finances, I should say, in the planning of as we head through 2021. And, you know, yeah, things could get tough. They could be great for some of you. It depends. What I would say is get with Al and find out how you can be financially secure and get things on track for the future. KLZradio.com or 303-744-1128.
Your retirement plan doesn't need to be complicated. Al Smith doesn't use fancy software to create 20-page reports full of charts and graphs. Instead, he meets you with his 15 years of experience, a calculator, and some basic information about the money you've already saved. He wants you to walk away from that first meeting feeling confident instead of confused. At Golden Eagle Financial, Al believes your foundational retirement plan should be simple. Look at how much money you have now, estimate how much your investments are likely to grow over the next few years, and decide how you want to pull that money out so it lasts as long as you need it to. Then, once you have your fundamental retirement plan in place, Al will talk to you about planning ahead for unforeseen events. Schedule a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial now and take the mystery out of retirement planning. KLZradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Geno's Auto Service, folks, if you need something done to your vehicle, and as we head through 2021, the cheapest thing for you is what you drive. Keep driving what you drive. That's always what I tell people. The easiest thing for you to do, cheapest thing for you to do, is keep driving the vehicle you own. Keep it maintained. Keep it up to, you know, up to speed. Get it repaired. Make sure everything works properly and keep it that way. And Geno's can help you with all of that and advise you through that process. It's Geno'sAutoservice.com. Geno's with a J. Steve Horvath will be with me tomorrow on Drive Radio. 303-794-6700.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at Geno'sAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and Liz, we had canceled or had changed around earlier in the week for several reasons, and then we're trying to get her today. If she calls in, we'll put her right on. If not, though, we'll keep going, as we always do. So I asked Andy before we went to break, is censorship a right of private property owners?
What do you mean by that? That is so broad. For me, yes, obviously. I believe private property, and I know you go right to big tech. And, you know,
well, no, I mean, I'm talking to anybody. I mean, you know, what I think folks forget sometimes is, and we went through this even with the, you know, BLM movement with, you know, Kaepernick and all that nonsense. I mean, all these people that thought that was free speech and the NFL or the owners were censoring these guys, not allowing them to do certain things.
No,
that's not censorship. They're on their dime.
Right.
It's private property, private companies, private businesses. They can tell you what you can and can't say.
Well, and something that I said during
And if you
that,
don't like it, quit.
I agree. And something that I said during that time, John, is that if the rest of us cannot engage in political activism at work, and you generally can't. Look, let's say you're working at a Wendy's or in a casino or some, you know, anywhere, right? You're working at some job. You can't engage in political activism there at work. You can't. It's shut down almost everywhere. And what really gets me now is that we see a lot of these places where it's biased. You can engage in BLM activism. You can wear that hat, wear that shirt, push it on people,
right.
Do whatever you want, and that totally flies. That's totally okay. And in fact, if you shut it down, lawyers are going to come in and shut you down. But if you engage in any kind of conservative or Christian or whatever activism,
right,
you're shut down. So my big problem has always been bias. It's not a matter of can private, you know, owners of property, you know, can they censor? I believe they should be able to. And if they censor in a bad way, let the free market decide, right? Let the free market punish them and say, you're a bigot, you're a racist, you're discriminating, you hate women, whatever, because you are censoring in this way. But do it across the board evenly. And my problem is that's not what's going on, John. If you want, you cannot stop somebody from, you know, wearing a BLM shirt and that kind of stuff at most places. You try to, you're in big trouble. But if they wear a cross on their shirt, if they wear a MAGA hat, you can shut them down.
Yeah, and am I
making sense?
No, you're making sense, because I think where a lot of these, you know, where I'm going with this, number one, is yes, I am one, and you know this, I believe private companies, private businesses, private property has the ability to control whatever is produced on that property.
Right.
As long as it's legal.
Agreed.
Where I struggle with some of what's going on, you know, big tech, for example, some could say, well, you know, hey, it's their platform. It's, you know, it's their servers. It's their this. It's their that. So it's okay for them to censor certain people or shut certain people down and so on. Well, other than they're not being consistent in how they're doing that. For example, if a business said you can't wear a cross, but you can wear the Nazi symbol.
Right.
That's being inconsistent. I think there's a lawsuit even going against that company if they do something as stupid as that, because they're not being they're allowing one and not allowing the other.
Exactly.
That's not fair.
Exactly. That's bias. But if you put out things that are, you cannot promote violent content, or you cannot be obscene, right? You cannot do obscenity, and they apply it across the board evenly, no problem.
Knock your socks off.
Okay. But if you don't, you have now taken the position of being a publisher and an editor.
Which, by the way, they all have. And I'm with you on that one.
Right.
They have violated their platform, quote-unquote, agreement or status, if you ask me, because all of them, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on Pinterest, on down the line we go, they are publishers. They are not platforms anymore.
Exactly. And so when, who was it? What's the name of the people who got thrown off Amazon?
Parler.
There you go. When Parler came to Amazon and was buying their product, they never asked Amazon to do anything conservative with that product. They didn't say, we want you to tailor this product to our needs, to our liking. We want you to create a conservative this or that. They simply bought the product, and then they did what they wanted with it from there. It's a free exchange, right? I buy, you sell, mm-hmm. There you go. Case closed.
But I have a difference between Amazon, the servers and all that, versus Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
no,
and
I do
that.
Too. I do too. I am more against what Twitter and Facebook and them did, because they are enjoying 230 protection.
Yes.
Whereas
Amazon does
not.
That's right.
My problem with Amazon is not so much do I think they
being consistent?
Have the right to. Yeah. Because they also, not only did they allow BLM, which avidly puts out all kinds of violence.
Right.
BLM is part of violence.
Right.
Not only do they allow BLM to keep using their service, they gave BLM free advertising. They had BLM banners across Amazon, online, on TV, and so forth. So they are advertising, free advertising for a group that has, there's no way to deny it, been part of mass violence.
What you have to get into there on the legal side of fence would be, you know, being those are all different divisions. Is there any crossover? And again, this is way above my pay grade, legal-wise and all that.
That's selling a product.
But when you get to the court side, it's not the same. Trust me in that. I can
tell you that right now. I understand
that. And that's where I don't know. You know, Parler's suing Amazon. Do they have any standing? Are they going to make any headway with that? I'm not a legal expert. I couldn't tell you.
Can I tell you my prediction? No, I don't think they do have a standing. I think Amazon has a right to say what's on their
servers. I think they probably do, too.
But what I think is that the free market, I think people like us have to say we're going to, whenever possible, use other outlets.
I agree
from
with that.
Amazon.
No, you heard me say that the other day. In fact,
because they're biased.
I gave an entire hour, you and I the other day did on Tuesday, rather, talking about, you know, what services do you even use? You know, are you using Google and Gmail and all of these other things? And if that's what you're doing, then, you know, frankly, you know, there's other alternatives out there that you could be using. By the way, not spending any money. I'm not saying that you got to go out and spend a gob of money to find the alternatives. No, you can do it for nothing.
You see, and I agree. Here is the equivalent of what Amazon is doing. Okay. If you offer a product, and I come in and I say, I like that product as is. I'm not asking you to adorn it in any way and make it adapt to my ideology. I just want to buy the product and use it. Okay. If at that point you say, I'm going to pick and choose who I sell it to. Well, okay, what if you say, I won't sell it to black people? I will sell it to white. Now, you said everybody should be allowed to do that because
I'm one that says I don't care.
I'm with you because the free market would savage them and they'd be out of business overnight.
This day and age, we can do that. You know, do I think you couldn't have done that 50 years ago? No, you couldn't have done that 50 years ago. And I do think things needed some protection and so on.
But live in the now. We're here now.
Yeah, with anything else, times change.
Right.
And even laws, that's the problem we have with laws is they're like churches. Once it's there, it's always there. You know, once that committee is formed at church, it's always there. It can never go away. We do the same thing with laws inside of the country.
Yeah, we leave them forever.
And sometimes they need to be changed, gone, moved, whatever. I mean, this day and age, we do not need any discriminatory laws put on the books whatsoever because the free market, the internet, all of the communication we have today will make sure that that gets handled anyways.
Totally agree. Problem is they are being left in place and used in a discriminatory fashion.
Thank you. Yes,
so
they are.
Here is what Amazon's...
They're being used for the opposite of what their intention was back in the day.
Exactly. And let me close with this, and then I'll let you close and go to break, okay? Here's the problem with what Amazon's doing. They are doing the equivalent of that. They are basically saying the equivalent of, we ain't serving no black people, okay, in the South. All right. They are basically saying we are going to pick a group of people and not serve them because you can't say it's because of violence because they give free advertising to Black Lives Matter. So forget it's not about violence at all. It is totally. And by the way, Parler doesn't even advocate violence. They simply have they advocate free speech. And there are people on their site who do advocate for anything. Not many. But here's the thing. They are saying this group. We are going to bar that group. We're not, even though both groups don't want us to adjust or adapt our product at all. They just want to buy it as is. That's bias. That's discrimination. And, you know, and that's not a good thing.
No, although I'm one that just, again, I go back to.
Not saying I forbid it. Yeah, I'm saying it's not a good thing.
I really don't care. In fact, I have asked the question numerous times. Why was Parler on Amazon servers in the first place? Other than it was cheap.
I think it was stupid. Hey, look, Amazon puts out a cheap product probably because of a lot of cheap overseas help. Okay. I'm sure it factors in somewhere.
No, I don't think so because most of their server farms are here in the U.S.
The server farms.
I'll give Amazon credit for one thing.
Go ahead.
They invented a better mousetrap, and they have done very well with that product, and they have literally. They literally have beat other companies to the punch numerous times with that.
If that's all it is, though, and there's no cheap overseas labor involved anywhere at any level of Amazon, I understand the server farms and all that. But if that's what it is, then why the hell aren't conservatives putting together something to compete against it?
Well, and frankly, Andy, that's...
Because the market's there. Big.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. I don't know why. I can't answer that. I don't know why, you know, we don't have some of the alternative, you know, social media platforms. I mean, I realize Parler tried to get up and running, but folks, real quick, I'm not beating up Parler, but let me just tell you this. That thing was sort of thrown together at the last minute. It didn't have any of the forethought that Facebook had and so on. It was really just we need an alternative. Let's go throw something up on the internet and see if it sticks.
Right.
That's not what I'm talking about. There is no reason why we, you know, do not have alternatives to these other platforms and haven't had from day. I mean, even when Facebook was in its infancy, why wasn't there conservative companies at the time coming out and saying, okay, we can do this about as well as they are?
You know, one big reason, John, conservatives have no foresight. They don't understand what liberals will do to them when they get more power. So they did not look forward and imagine what was coming.
That's the key. You're 100% correct, Andy. We'll be right back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers would love to help you out with all of your mortgage needs, especially if you're self-employed. And it's really easy. Give Kurt a call today, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
A good shop, folks. If you're involved in an accident, and hey, we got snow coming in this weekend and again on Monday. If you're in an accident, fender bender, whatever it happens to be, a good shop can take care of that, make it as good as new. They've got certified technicians, and they're certified as a shop to do those things. So yeah, you know, let your insurance company know that's where you want to take your car and be in control of that process. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
After an accident, you just want your vehicle back the way it was as quickly as possible. Before founding a Good Shop Collision Center in North Glen and Commerce City, Al Sturm used to work for some of the big corporate conglomerates, so he has the personal experience to compare the two. Al recently heard from a customer who tried using one of the big corporate shops for some auto body work on his old truck. He waited a month just to get an estimate, only to find out they wouldn't work on older vehicles. At a good shop, Al and his team have the autonomy they need to take care of their customers. You don't want your vehicle tied up any longer than necessary. Because a good shop has three locations, they can get you in for an estimate faster. Al and his team at a good shop are proud to run a certified, independent auto body shop where you're more than just a number. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
All right, Franktown Firearms is next, folks. And if you don't own a gun and you'd like to, they can help. If you own lots of them and you want to add to the collection, they can help. Whatever it is, they can do all of it, including all the training. And even some of you that have been shooting for a long time and want to, you know, brush up on some things, get some retraining, they can do that as well. KLZradio.com, 720-770-7777.
You're shooting on the range at Franktown Firearms and something goes wrong with your gun. A jammed round. Maybe you're having trouble picking up your sights. So you walk on over to the gunsmithing department at the back of the store, and one of the gunsmiths on staff takes a look at your firearm. A few minutes later, you're back to firing on the range with a functional gun. Because they've earned the designation Stocking Dealer for Glock and Sig Sauer, as well as Master Dealer for Ruger and Smith & Wesson, Franktown Firearms has more guns in stock. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, they consistently bring in ammo so it's available for you to practice on the range. If it's not in stock, rest assured more will be inbound soon. And as a shooting range with the full-service gunsmithing department on site, Franktown Firearms has the capacity to get your gun back faster. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today, myself, Andy, and Charlie.
Yes.
So what you wanted to talk about people that want to break the party into?
Yeah, I'm...
I'd like to break them into.
Yeah.
So I didn't say that. I didn't mean that.
Well, let me tell you something. And they always cite the rhinos, right? The people like Romney, Liz Cheney.
Bad answer.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I tell them you're just like them, and they say, "What do you mean?" And I say, "Guys, it's very simple. Anything you do that causes Democrats to stand up and cheer,
they won,
is a pro-Democrat thing.
They just
so
won.
Every time Mitt Romney, you know, bashes Trump or departs and votes against us on something, they stand up and cheer. Every time Liz Cheney comes out and says, yeah, impeach Trump, the Democrats stand up and cheer. And every time you say, we got to form another party, a Patriot Party or something like that, Democrats stand up and cheer.
Yep.
When your enemy stands up and cheers, it's probably not a good idea to do that thing.
Yeah, well, we lose when that happens.
Yes. When you help... And this is the thing I always tell people, John. You are who you help. In politics, you are who you help. Well, I'm a Republican. I'm a patriot. No. You are who you help.
Mm-hmm.
If you're helping Democrats, you're a Democrat. Okay?
Yeah.
If you're going to split up, the only coalition that is large enough...
that's got any kind of chance of beating them?
Yeah.
You're one of them.
That is large enough to, if
I agree,
it comes together, beat the Democrats? then you're a Democrat.
Well said. I cannot agree with you more. You're spot on. And I am so tired of hearing some of these people talk about that. It's like, wait a minute, people. Do you not have a brain? Are you not thinking through this clearly? Do I need to help you with how this works? Because you're not thinking with, you know, straight common sense on how the world works when you say dumb things like that.
Right. And by the way, it's both sides, right? It's also the people, the establishment, who, well, we can't work with Trump, and we're going to vote, we're going to endorse Biden, we're going to vote Democrat, we're going to do all this kind of stuff. Guys, every one of you who did that, Ryan Call, who used to be the head of the Republican Party in Colorado, he endorsed Biden. I got news for you, Ryan, wherever you are, you're a Democrat.
Right. You're not
a
Republican.
You are.
Right.
I don't care if you still have an R by your name. That's irrelevant.
You're a Democrat.
I don't care what jersey you're wearing. You're a Democrat.
Okay. To prove your point, too, I know we only got a couple of minutes
here,
but to prove your point, you're a Christian scholar, ministry scholar kind of a guy.
Yeah.
Tell me any type of religious split or, you know, let's take our ideas and go do something else. Name anything even in the side of the church where that's been done and been done really, really well, where the one that split became bigger than the one they split from.
The closest would be the Reformation. But
and how many years ago was that, Andy?
Yeah. Overall, it's awful.
Thank
Overall,
you.
Overall, it doesn't work.
It doesn't.
And what I always say is this, John, and by the way, it's true in business. You can't divide your way to success.
No, you cannot. You can multiply your way to success, but
you
can't divide your way there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can branch out.
That's
not dividing.
Right. No, that's multiplying.
Yeah.
Big difference.
It's really hard to divide your way to success. And, you know,
it's impossible. You can't. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
you can't
and,
do it.
And you know what's funny? Both sides always tell me I'm on the other side. The establishment tell me I'm a liberty nut, and the liberty people, who, by the way, I'm more like them, they tell me I'm establishment when I say you got to stay on the team and stay with the team.
Right.
Because it's a math thing. It's just math, guys.
It's just math. That's right, Andy. You know, you're correct. It's a numbers game is what it is.
Yeah.
All it is.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll get things finished up. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. As we talked earlier to Mike there, hey, if 0% 6-month financing, if that interests you, whether you need some tires or anything else done to the vehicle, go check out Extreme Auto Repair. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hey, when you just think it can't get any worse, I'm sure that's true for a New Jersey gym owner that has stayed open through COVID, basically saying our governor is an idiot, which he is. Well, he got fined to the tune of, $1 million+.
Jeez.
He had $173,613.60 in his legal defense fund, but the state came along and seized it.
And by the way, John, you know how much contact tracing evidence they have showing that he was a super spreader there, that they were having all kinds of deaths and things come from his gym?
I'm guessing a goose egg.
Goose egg!
Thank you.
Doesn't matter. They don't care.
These guys are so drunk on power. COVID has literally made them drunk on power.
It's been the greatest thing in the world for the Kevin Polises out there, who wake up every morning. They've woken up every morning all their life and looked out their door and said, I want to change everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've had the power to do it. Why fear of COVID?
It's just, folks, not only is it ridiculous, it's criminal what these states are doing, what these governors are doing. And those of you, by the way, that think all of this is great and you're on that side and you love wearing a mask and you think people should be sent to jail for not wearing one or fined thousands of dollars, you're a Looney Tune. I'm just going to say as it is, you're a Looney Tune. You're a nut job if you think that's the case. Because there is no scientific proof whatsoever that any of that works, by the way. None.
And can I add one thing? And you hate people.
Yeah, you don't like people.
You don't mind their pain. You
Good
like
point.
It.
Good point, Andy. All right, we'll come back Monday, same time, same place. And don't forget, Andy joins me on Tuesdays and Fridays as well. In the meantime, though, I will... the first hour plays next. So if you miss the first hour, catch it next. On top of that, I'll be back in the morning, Fix It Radio. We're going to talk about home inspections and inspectors first thing in the morning, and then Drive Radio will follow up that. We'll be back tomorrow. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.